I guess that's basically it, unless there's other things you wanted to add.
I don't know what she's looking for, you know, like I'm just answering questions.
Yeah, you've been, this has been really helpful. I guess, what do you see for your kids in the future, in the long term here? What do you hope for them? Or
I expect them to finish university.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they can go higher. You know, if they wanna, that's fine. But I do hope that they grow up well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have a career. You know. You know, just to be a productive citizen. That's all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you might have some other people I should maybe talk to, either professionals or maybe someone who's involved in organizing one of these events might be helpful.
Sure, that'll be fun.
Okay.
I'm not sure which, you know, like which direction you would like to go. You know, like just tell me exactly what you're looking for. I can just, you know.
Okay.
To the right direction.
I think someone who's perhaps an outstanding member of the business community that might be helpful, or mm-hmm. someone who's really been a leader in terms of helping direct the community more generally and helping mm-hmm. to motivate people.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
you're looking for young or older people.
Either. It can be older. Perhaps older. Yeah. Whoever comes to mind, I mean.
Right now we have the, if you'd like to talk to the current president of the Vietnamese Association of Toronto,
okay.
That would be fine. In our community, there's only one guy that are involved a lot in the political process.
Uh-huh.
He's the owner of a garage,
uh-huh.
and you know he has, you know, he's been a liberal for the longest time. And he tried to get every Vietnamese to go and vote, that sort of thing.
Right.
If you want to talk to him, that's fine. You don't. And we've got tons and tons of doctors and dentists here. You want to talk to them if you want. What else is there?
Who founded the Vietnamese Association?
Oh, it was founded by some visa student way back, you know, before 1975, before the communists took over.
Really?
Well, if you want to talk to one of those founder, mm-hmm. I can, you know, that's fine too.
Okay. You think the students saw the need for this organization even before the migration really began?
Right. No, but before it was more like, you know, just an association.
People, okay.
Like student association. They get
okay.
together, having fun.
Okay.
And the event 1975 occurred.
Right.
And they said, oh, okay, so there are needs for new, you know, immigrants from Vietnam. And so they sort of expanding
mm-hmm.
that association into an organization that would provide some settlement services to those groups, and then that keep expanding.
I think that might be really interesting to include in the poster, is just talk about the founding of that organization
yeah.
from
mm-hmm.
what it originally began as.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I have a lot of information on that, but at home I don't have it yet.
Okay.
Well, so like a summer, like we have this would be the, this year would be the 30th. Year
30th anniversary of
the Vietnamese Association of Toronto.
Okay. Well, I can presumably, if I went and talked to them, they'd be able to give me.
I have to book it for the 25 years.
Alright. Okay. Well, yeah. If you have some, maybe I'll turn this off. If you have some ideas.
We got a temple in Mississauga.
Okay.
It's a big temple. I'll say it's a contribution of a lot of people. It's great, you know, and so that's a place for people, you know, to go to, you know, for spiritual guidance.
What kind of, can
it's
you
Buddhist.
Tell me more? Buddhist.
Yeah. And believe it or not, I am sort of there. So I actively fundraising
right.
for them, and I'm sort of actively involved in with that temple as well.
And how long has it been? How long has it been there? When was it built?
Last year.
Oh, so it's very new.
It's very new.
So there was people from different parts of the community who helped get it, pull it together.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I would say. Is it the only one of its kind in in Toronto?
Yeah. Toronto and Mississauga. We have some smaller temples in Toronto, but that's the one that was that's constructed with the original style of the Vietnamese temple.
Okay. Do you have pictures?
Okay. And we have the sort of like the grand opening just the past June.
Okay.
And the Lieutenant Governor of Ontario attended that.
Wow.
So that's an event. So it's
What's it called? Great.
That's when it's that's when we started the back then Vietnamese Buddhist Culture Center.
Wow. It looks beautiful.